For what reason was Jesus killed? Can anyone say precisely? It's a strange thing, really. When such certain and adamant shouts of "crucify him, crucify him" are hurled into the sky, one would assume that the reason behind such a forceful call to violence would be clear. But when Pilate asks, "What accusation do you bring against him?" they say, "Well, if this man weren't a criminal, we would not have brought him," which is a non-answer, really, or another way of saying we don't know. In another instance, when Pilate asks the crowd, "Why? What crime has he committed?" "Crucify him" is the only answer they give. The closest thing we get to a reason is because he claimed to be the Son of God. And if that is the case, then Jesus is killed because he told the truth. If one goes back through the Gospels, one can see places where these plots to destroy or kill Jesus erupted. One is after he heals a man who was crippled on the Sabbath. Another one, he stops the buying and selling of animals in the temple sacrificial business. Another, when he speaks of God's mercy and love for those outside of Israel. And this one happens in his very own hometown. Not to mention all of the other smaller moments of disgust shown toward him when he heals the sick or loves the outcast or invites the sinner to the table. But what then is the common thread that binds all of these things, these accusations, these so-called crimes together, to give us a clear answer to our question this day, for what reason was Jesus killed? Well, one possibility is fear. Fear is the one thing that is present through all of these situations, lurking beneath the surface in all of these encounters. Fear, the most powerful drug on earth. Fear, the most dangerous enemy humankind has ever known. Fear, the most celebrated tool of the enemy. There's fear that Jesus might disrupt the lucrative business of the temple. Fear that Jesus might loosen or even dismiss the rules of Sabbath for those who bask in the self-righteousness they extract from its pious practice. Fear that Jesus might include those people that we all know to be sinners, to be bad, to be other. Fear that Jesus might just be who he says he is, the Son of God. And if that's true, then fear that this reconciling welcome, this extravagant forgiveness, this boundless love that dares to include all people in God's family might actually be the kingdom of God. And if that is the case, then I do not like what I see one bit, say some people. And it terrifies them. So for fear, they shout, "Crucify him." Now, Jesus could have walked away at any time, but he didn't. Why does Jesus then, the Son of God, allow himself to be ridiculed, abused, and killed? Jesus could have walked away. This is the one who calmed the sea with a word, the one who raised people from the dead. He could have disappeared in the blink of an eye at any moment, but he didn't. Why not? Well, how do you save a drowning man without getting in the water? How do you save a child from fire without running through the flames? How do you rescue someone stranded in a blizzard without going out into the storm? How do you heal someone who's sick without getting close enough to touch them? How could Jesus save us, the least of us, without going through the same hate and despair and filth that we so often find in this world of ours? And so he does. And what was it that Jesus was saving us from? Was it drowning or a fire or a storm? No. Ourselves. Our own fear. Our own self-destructive tendencies, that ancient practice of scapegoating the other when fear intoxicates us, hurting our neighbor and thus corroding ourselves from the inside out and therefore continuing our march toward death. It seems that left to our own devices, we always find a way to hurt one another, to destroy one another. How could Jesus save us without walking into that same pain and hatred and darkness that hides in the recesses of the human heart? Jesus could have walked away at any time. But this was the one, the only one, who refused to bow to fear. Because God's love for us is so great that no matter how terrifying the path ahead, how deep or vile or dark it might be inside our souls, Jesus believes we are still worth saving. All of us. Like Peter. Peter who draws a sword. Peter who denies 3 times that he even knows who Jesus is, yet Jesus still dies for him. The disciples who scatter in Jesus' darkest hour in his most desperate time of need, yet Jesus still dies for them. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, who hide their faith in Jesus and only support him in secret, they remain silent bystanders while this brutal execution takes place right outside their doors, yet Jesus still dies for them. Judas, one of Jesus' most beloved friends for 3 years, who betrays him, yet Jesus still washes his feet and dies even for him. The chief priests and elders, supposedly Jesus' own people, who brilliantly orchestrate his death, yet Jesus still dies for them. Pilate, the only character in the story who stands up for Jesus, yet he too eventually succumbs to the power of fear, and Jesus dies, yes, for him. Soldiers, the ones who mock and insult, who spit and beat and draw blood with thorns, yet Jesus dies even for them. Till finally on a rough, splintered, brutal piece of wood, Jesus, the Son of God, the author of life, love incarnate, innocent and blameless to the end, is tortured and hung and killed. With every man, every woman and every child who has ever known this same fate, death, false accusation, the devastation of injustice. For all who've experienced the agony of lynching and the deadly power of fear and the mob, they are no longer alone. Jesus is with them because he too has been killed. In the presence of his friends and followers who are silent, for fear of sharing in his fate, in the presence of scribes and Pharisees who fear the truth about the boundlessness of God's love, in the presence of the chief priests and elders who fear the wrath of the emperor and the loss of their power, in the presence of the soldiers who fear punishment for disobeying an order no matter how horrific and wrong it might be, in the presence of us, we, whose fear and silence, whose sin and scapegoating continue to exist in this world despite our best efforts to live in love. But Jesus still dies for us, for you, for me. Jesus dies to break the power of that one last card that fear has to play, that one thing that every human being has feared since the dawn of time, death. Jesus enters into death with us, for us, to break its power and thus emptying fear of its power once and for all. So may we have courage, the courage to stand and speak. Do not be afraid, do not be silent, but be brave and raise your voice and speak for truth and life and love and tell of the endlessness of God's love, even as we remember the scandal of the cross. Even in the midst of danger or ridicule or threat, when darkness and fear infiltrate our perceptions and begin to tempt us to give up or give in, remember that there is one who has gone before us, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. He has blazed a trail ahead of us. He has cut a path through the wilderness. There is one who is with us, who has died for us, for the sake of the truth of God's never-ending love for all of the world. Amen.